Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Today we are going to check in with our resident serial entrepreneur, John Warner. John is also founder of InnoVenture. He joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what you'd like to talk about today.
Well, there was a huge success announced in Charleston last week. A company called GigPro has raised $16 million in venture capital. And there's probably a lot of people would like to know what you do to raise $16 million. And the fellow that was one of the founders of this was a fellow named Ben Ellsworth, and you've interviewed him in the past.
I have. I interviewed him during the pandemic, actually. 3 years ago, the company GigPro, helping restaurants find workers, a big problem during the pandemic, and I think it's continuing today. So it looks like they have found the success that they were looking for.
Absolutely. So Ben was a chef in Charleston, and one night he had a dishwasher who called out, and so Ben was staring at a pile of dishes, and at the same time he got a notification on his phone that someone had booked his Airbnb, and he thought, man, it sure would be great if I could book a dishwasher that way. And there you go, GigPro was born. So I think the first lesson here is it started with somebody that had a lot of domain expertise. You know, didn't know what the problem is. Somebody didn't have to explain that to him. You know, he's going to try to create a company that can help, you know, connect people running restaurants with workers. And it turns out that there was a couple of fellows who were in Charleston, Samuel Malrea and Adam Phillips, and they had been involved in a company prior to this. You also interviewed the CEO of it one time, and its name was Pure Cars. And both these folks had been involved with Pure Cars, and it had grown from $8 million in sales in 2013 to $180 million in sales in 2019. It was a company that provided a marketing channel for used car dealerships. So if you were a customer and you went online and, you know, described the car you were looking for, it could get you a dealer that had that inventory. They had successfully sold this company to Raycom Media, and then they actually led a successful spin out and transition in 2019. And interestingly, both GetPro and Pure Cars have been number one fastest growing companies in South Carolina. So that's pretty impressive, isn't it?
Well, it is. And so these three entrepreneurs are now all together?
Yeah, they're now all together in GigPro. Just to make sure everybody knows what GigPro is, I mean, it's an app. It's free. A restaurant worker downloads it on their phone, puts in a profile. Somebody running a restaurant says, we have a job available. And if a connection's made, then the worker goes to work at the restaurant. And GigPro handles the payment. So the worker's actually paid through the GigPro app. Gig economy is something that's really big. I mean, companies that are most associated with it are things like Uber and Lyft and DoorDash. The National Restaurant Association says that almost 80% of restaurants have staffing shortages, so it's a really big problem. And GigPro has now grown to be one of the largest on-demand labor marketplaces in the hospitality industry. That makes a lot of sense for a hospitality tech company to come out of Charleston, doesn't it?
It does. It does. And so did you find the answer to a question you asked earlier? How did they raise this $16 million?
Yeah. So, you know, venture capitalists have a reputation of making risky investments. And so I guess at the time they invested, nobody was quite sure if, you know, GigPro would be hugely successful. But what venture capitalists are very concerned about investing in is the management teams, is the people. Because when you're dealing with early stage companies, things are very ambiguous. And, you know, the people that have demonstrated a track record, you know, of being able to do the iteration and work their way through the ambiguity to find a good product market fit are very valuable to the venture capital industry. So Ben, who was the chef, had identified the problem. He had the problem himself. He connects with a couple of technology people, Sam and Adam, who, you know, had experience growing and successfully liquidating a company. And so the VCs just saw that as a really good opportunity, right? A clear, validated problem and a proven team that, you know, had done this before. And, you know, that's a pretty good formula for raising $16 million.
Always love to hear these success stories, John. Thank you so much for sharing.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
John Warner is a serial entrepreneur and founder of InnoVenture. He joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear the show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.